Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hey, it's Lisa here. So this week we're taking a quick break, just a short break to celebrate Thanksgiving here in the US. And instead of bringing you a new episode, we decided that we would like to rebroadcast one of our favorite episodes, our episode on gratitude, which of course is apropos for this time of year. Don't worry, we'll be back starting next week through the rest of the year with all brand new episodes. So thank you so much for listening and I hope you enjoy. Bossy, Brilliant, and Badass, a weekly conversation about business, careers, and personal development designed to inspire, educate, and motivate you,
and sometimes ourselves,
to show up powerfully, live fearlessly, and to find and unleash your inner badass. I'm Lisa Lindsay.
I'm Liz Green.
Welcome to the show. Hey, Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's really good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Lisa.
All right. So, Liz, I have something I want to tell you today.
Okay.
Thank you.
For?
Everything. Thank you for being my friend.
Aww.
Thank you for doing this podcast with me.
You're going to make me tear up already.
Oh, my goodness. We just started. But thank you. So, if you haven't figured it out, we're going to be talking a little bit about gratitude today. Yeah. All right. So what is gratitude?
Well, I have a couple of ideas.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Well, it's, you know, I feel like when someone expresses something they're grateful for, just like what you just did, that makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I think gratitude is all about being grateful, being and finding things in your life that you're grateful for. Because God knows there's a lot of things that we feel like are front and center that are just not going well in our lives. And there's a lot of negativity, you know, especially the climate we live in. So I think it's really important to express gratitude, but not only express it, but to feel it within yourself.
100%. So just to take a quick step back, because I'm a nerd. Gratitude specifically is sort of nebulous, kind of like what you just said, right? Still very much something that makes you feel good. But if we were to really give it a definition and try to box it in, gratitude comes from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, right? Mm-hmm. And the academic definition, which I don't think does it justice, is a willingness to recognize unearned increments of value in one's experiences.
Wow.
Right? But ultimately, just to kind of piggyback off of what you said, I would simply say that gratitude is about counting one's blessings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like as soon as I started a grateful practice, things really turned around in my life.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. I certainly know there was a change in how I approached my day even, you know, just how I felt about that day was very, very different once I started a gratitude practice. And I just started one this year for the first time. Mm-hmm. So it's brand new for me.
Mm-hmm. How has your day changed?
Well, I notice, so what I actually do, my practice is actually, I use the 5-minute journal, which is something we're all going to be giving away to everybody. We're going to give you guys one of them, but I use the 5-minute journal, and literally what it does, it's a guided journal. So in the morning, we start with 3 questions. The first, I am grateful for, and you write down 3 things. And then it asks, what would make today great? And what's interesting about that question is that it forces me to think positively about the day. Mm-hmm. And then it ends with an affirmation, a daily affirmation, starting with I am, and I fill in as much as I want, right? And I could write for as long as I want. And that's it. So it's done in 2 or 3 minutes in the morning once I get up.
Right. And there's no reason why we can't afford that 2 or 3 minutes in the morning. I know everybody's in a rush, But like you say, I mean, it changes the whole trajectory of your day.
My entire day, I think, has changed because I started positively. Now, the cool part about this journal is that it has a closing part that you do at night, a second part that you do at night, which is write down three amazing things that happened today.
Oh, I like that.
And then how could I have made today even better? Right? And that's how you end a day. So what's cool is you start your day on a positive note, you end your day on a positive note. So everything in between is just, you know, it's very difficult to be pissy.
Right.
For lack of a better way to put it, when you have gratitude in your heart, I think.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think what it does too is it eliminates that feeling of kind of being attached to that downward spiral that happens, that once we get into that, it's kind of like that tornado where we get caught up in it, in that negativity, and it just keeps kind of spiraling and snowballing out.
I absolutely 100% know what you're talking about, because even though I'd only, you know what, we're 2 months into the year at this point, even though I only started my gratitude practice, there was a point where I went away for the weekend and I got out of my routine of writing it every day. And the week that followed after I came back, I wasn't writing. I wasn't using the journal. And I found myself trapped in sort of negative headspaces.
Interesting.
And what I mean by that is I started worrying about the rejection I got for the speaking engagement that I wanted to get, or rejection I got from a potential client. Mm-hmm. And I started to do that more when that hadn't happened before. You know, it wasn't as easy for me to get trapped in that spiral, like you said. So I immediately started to get back to my journal, because I was like, no way, I don't have time for this negativity.
Yeah.
So what about you, Liz? What's your practice like?
So what I do is in the morning, I get up, I get out of the house, I get to the gym. And when I get home, I started this myself only about 7 months ago, but I take about 5 minutes, I sit down all by myself, and I do just a brief meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start thinking about a few things that I'm grateful for.
Right.
Right? Could be two or three things. And then I then go into a prayer where I thank God for the blessings in my life.
Yes.
Which is just very similar.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's the same concept. Yeah.
So, that's how I start out my day. And then, you know, I feel really good. And interestingly enough, I did stop for a few days because I was really busy doing something. I can't remember what it was over a weekend. And I did find myself kind of starting to buy into some of those negative, critical thoughts.
Right.
And I had the same thought. I have to get back to my grateful practice.
Absolutely. 100%. Mm-hmm. Part of what I wanted to get to while we were talking about gratitude is, why does that practice actually have that impact on us? And there's actually a study that explains it, right? So in 2003, Mr. Robert Emmons and I forget his partner's name. I'm sorry, partner. did a study for UC Davis where they talked about gratitude. And some of the things that came out of that is that gratitude is actually good medicine. So really what happened in that study is they had the people in that study practice gratitude. I think they completed a journal for 21 days. And the before and after for that study shows that keeping the gratitude journal helped them to sleep better, to reduced physical pain. The subjects or the people in the study had a greater sense of well-being, and they had a better ability to handle change. So these are all things I want in my life.
Absolutely.
For freaking sure. So it's almost as if it's a little bit of a magic pill in a way for happiness,
absolutely.
For lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I remember I was having this conversation actually with my brother today on the phone, and he started complaining about a few different things, right? Sorry, Stephen. I hope this is okay that I'm sharing this.
Nobody knew who he was till now.
He started complaining about a few things on the phone in his life. And I said, you know, Stephen, I remember when I first moved to New York, I guess it was about 15 years ago, and I started working in this bar. And I was bartending at the time. And one of the girls said to me, Liz, you know, all you ever do is complain.
Oh.
And I said, what? Excuse me?
Mind your business.
And she goes, yeah, like you're always complaining. And I shared this with my brother Steven today. And I said, really? I wasn't aware of that. And I really wasn't.
Right.
And I started watching myself and I thought, you know what? She's right. I complain so much about things. And then I wonder why, you know, things didn't work out for me.
Right.
Because I was always so negative about everything before I changed my mindset. But now I have a pact with my husband. We don't complain.
Right.
Like there's no complaining allowed in the house because that just feeds negativity upon negativity. And in terms of positive affirmations and gratitude, that builds on itself.
Yes.
And it's so true.
Well, it kind of forces you to find the nugget of good in the bad, right? It's, mm-hmm. It forces you to kind of think through. So I find that even when I'm practicing, sometimes I'm not even sure what I am, in fact, grateful for. But by committing to complete the journal, it forces me to think about something. I actually remember this morning, I was trying to write something down and I wrote one thing and I was like, you got to find two more. You've got to find two more.
Did you?
I did find two more. They're fascinating. I won't tell anybody what they are. But, you know, one, I want to find new things to be grateful for every day. That's number one, because I'm always grateful for my warm bed. So, yeah. You know, but I always want to be grateful for other things as well. So always trying to find, and it forces you to banish negative thoughts and think positively.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, have you heard of positive psychology?
100%. Yeah. But let's explain it anyway.
Okay. So positive psychology, it is all about, well, obviously being positive. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a group and you're practicing positive psychology, it's all about appreciation for other people. When somebody does something well, everybody claps. And it's proven that the endorphins get released when people are, you know, appreciating you.
Yes.
And it works on both ends, receiving it and giving it as
yes.
well. And I
yes.
think that that's amazing. And I agree in terms of finding new things to be grateful for. That does force you to look, because you can say the same things every day.
I mean,
I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my brother. I'm grateful for my dad. And then it just becomes like rote.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. You do have to find things that are new.
Yeah. And really, what's the nugget in the bad, right? Like because like you said, when we started, the world kind of seems a little left up right now. There's so many things that we can complain about.
Yeah.
If you stop for a moment and just think about, even if it's the simplest thing, the fact that I can actually breathe unobstructed, because guess
right,
what?
Right.
There are people in the world who cannot do that.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Right?
I absolutely know.
And
that.
There's so many things that we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
And it's true. And you don't know until you don't have it anymore.
Exactly.
So I also wanted to talk a little bit about being grateful for the strengths that we have inside of ourselves.
Yeah.
Being grateful for us, essentially, right?
Okay, tell me more.
Inside. If I'm feeling a little bit down on myself,
right?
You know, because we all have those days and
it's going to happen.
You know, the critical voice and whatnot. And I start thinking about what are some of the strengths or gifts that I have that I'm grateful for. And I write those down, I feel so much better about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's not in a braggadocious way or an ego way. It's just really recognizing the gifts that you have.
Well, if it's true, it's not bragging.
Right. Right.
Right. So if you are, in fact, an amazing coach, you're not bragging. I'm an amazing coach. End of sentence.
Right. And there's this connotation that is really prevalent in the world where you're not supposed to tell people things you're good at, or you're not supposed to, quote, brag about yourself.
Which is crazy to me. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Well, you know, just kind of piggyback off of this positive psychology, right? And you talked about strengths a little bit. That brought to mind the idea of the whole positive psychology movement. And even though I don't use Gallup really in my practice, there's a whole Gallup movement called StrengthsFinder. And it's actually a tool that I really like. That one you have to pay for. We have another tool that I prefer to use, and I'll put all of these in the show notes. But Gallup has this little book that I used to love to give to people. It's called StrengthsFinder. And it was this little test that you would take, and it highlighted what your strengths are, and it focused on helping you think about your strengths and figure out how you could deploy them better in daily life, right? Versus weaknesses, because for whatever reason in life, we're told we got to fix our weaknesses. And that is such a negative thing that we're always doing when your strengths are so much better. If that's the thing you're good at, that's the thing you should be leaning into.
Well, absolutely, because we're all really good at knowing what we're bad at. And we're all really good at listening to the inner critic and judge.
Yes.
So why not go ahead and talk about, you know, the things, the strengths that we have, the things that we're good at?
Yes. Yes. And part of one of the things that my coach did with me when I was having this conversation where the voices were really sort of overwhelming at one point during our session, she stopped and we created what I now call my poem of truth. And it literally is about 20 things that I am good at.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. 20 things that I actually am. Mm-hmm. So I am strong. I am smart. You know, that whole thing. 20 of those. And when I'm having a particularly bad day, because I took a picture of it, it's in my phone, I pull it out and I read that sucker, because guess what? I am remarkable. I am smart.
Yep.
I'm strong. I'm good. All those things. Mm-hmm. And they really, really help me.
Well, you know what's so fascinating about that? And I love hearing that. I had a coaching client yesterday and I asked her what she wanted to work on. And she said, well, I really want to cement some of these positive strengths that I have about myself. We did a little exercise and we talked about all the things that she was proud of that she had done in the past year. Then we went one by one and I asked her to think of a strength that she used
right.
for each one. And then we took those strengths and I had her write down what each strength was and just two sentences about what that is. And I said, I want you to write down, I'm awesome because I blah, 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 blah,
yes.
blah. So she had a list of 10 things and she's put them in her phone. And I said, listen, every time that critic is coming out, that judge is saying something negative to yourself, you just pull out that list and say, I'm awesome because of, and you have 10 things to go on.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's so transformative, especially when you commit to doing it.
Right.
You know, and one of the things that I find that's very interesting is, you know, obviously we have the whole law of attraction movement and secret and things like that.
Right.
But celebrities, if you ever really like listen to them, there are a lot of them that talk about this concept of gratitude and leaning into your strengths mm-hmm. and just kind of saying the good thing out loud.
Right.
So, I mean, I think of Oprah and obviously because mm-hmm. Oprah yeah. And
Oprah talks about being specific too.
Correct. And I think that that's absolutely critical about being specific mm-hmm. because, yeah, you could be general and all of us are, we're all smart, right?
Right.
In our own way. But when you write that specific thing down uh-huh. and you think about it and you meditate on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because then what happens is that's your own personal strength. You're not reading it from a list.
No.
Saying, oh, yeah, okay, I'm mad at that. I guess I'll say those things then. No. Go inside and say, what am I proud of? What strength did I use? And really go in and investigate, write it down. And this is your own private strength map.
So Liz, even though we touched on this just a little bit, what are some ways that we can start to incorporate gratitude into our lives and our work?
So I think that come up with a gratitude practice, whether it is buying the 5-minute journal mm-hmm. or entering our contest and winning that journal, write it down.
Yes.
Or every day say it. It might be the same time every day. So you create a habit, but whatever you're grateful for, just say it or write it down every day. So that is one way that we can incorporate into our own lives. Now at work, that's something very different, right? There's a man, his name is Mike Robbins, and he talks about, well, here's a quote, appreciation is about people and their value. And he has a book called Bring Your Whole Self to Work.
Have you heard of that book? I've never heard that book, but I think he was inside my head when he picked that title, because that is something that I would say to my leaders in my HR, when I'm practicing HR, I would have to always tell the managers that people bring their whole selves to work. You don't stop at the front door and say, I'm leaving family Lisa at the door. Now this is work Lisa. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, continue. Yeah. Tell me about what Robert has to say.
Right. So he says you create an environment where people feel valued and appreciated for who they are, not just what they do.
Provide recognition. It's like the absolute number one key, not only just to make people feel good, but also to motivate them. You have to understand.
Absolutely.
Yes. To get them. How do you get work done if you're not motivating people?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, when people feel good about themselves, they're going to be doing a better job every single time.
100%. All right.
And so he says, and I love this, that one of his favorite exercises is he has employees take an appreciation hot seat. And so they sit in a seat and everybody else tells that person why they're grateful for them.
Oh my goodness.
And what their strengths are. And he said at first it's people get shy and it's a little embarrassing, but after a while, like people just really get so much from that. And I'm going to start incorporating that actually into my group work.
Oh my goodness. That's so great.
Yeah.
I personally would hate that. But I like the idea of it simply because it also, going back to this whole idea of taking things for granted, we also take people for granted, mm-hmm. right? And especially when we're working with them, we do the complaining thing. Mm-hmm. We barge into their offices and yell about why the report looks bad or this meeting is going to be a waste of time. But we never really tell the people that we're working with why we're grateful for them.
Right. Or why they're doing a good job, and be specific. Bosses
yes.
out there, be specific.
Be specific, man.
Say, you're doing a great job, Lucy. I love how you are so creative with this or that or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And if you don't love the idea of going straight to the appreciation hot seat, because again, that would freak me out. Start small. Tell them privately, right?
Absolutely.
And work up to something like that. Because,
yeah,
just being told thank you or I appreciate you is...
It does so much.
It does so much.
It really does.
So we talked about incorporating gratitude into our lives by having a journal. We talked mm-hmm. about possibly doing an appreciation hot seat at work. What are some other things? What are some other things that we can do? Some other tips for incorporating gratitude?
Well, there's a few other things. You can tell someone you love them and how much you appreciate them.
All right.
You know, I think that sounds obvious, but we don't do that enough.
No, we don't.
Right? Include an act of kindness in your life every day.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Okay. So that could be anything like smile at a person on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody is having a hard time, crossing the street, stop what you're doing, notice, help them.
All right. So a little bit pay it forward. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit like the whole pay it forward concept.
Just, whatever you feel like you can do, call your parents more often. That's something some people can do. When you think a negative thought, just try and see the positive of that, right?
Right.
So say, you're thinking, oh my God, I just don't have enough time to finish this project. Think, okay, well, at least I have some time.
Yeah.
Right? At least I have some time.
Right.
I mean, that might sound kind of ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
but it's still just stating the obvious of what you do have.
Right.
Commit one day a week when you won't complain about anything.
All right.
And that, that is definitely a difficult piece because,
well, complaining is so natural, right? It just comes so natural to us. So it's very easy to just, say the thing that's wrong.
Right, right.
Because it's acceptable.
And it's acceptable, and we don't realize how much we do it until we choose that day to not do it. And then you think, oh my gosh, I really do complain a lot. Even if I've, quote, quit complaining, I'm still doing it.
Right, yeah. Wow, that's unfortunate.
and this we talked about already. Try and take note when people do a good job and give recognition when it's due at work.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is interesting. Send love to your enemies or people you dislike.
Ooh.
You know, it's similar to the notion of pray for people that you don't like. There's that part too. It's, I think kind of the science behind that is when we're angry at people and we think of them as an enemy, that's harming us more than anything else.
Well, yeah. I think that that's certainly very true. Our anger and the thing that's actually popping into my mind is this little saying that when you point a finger, there's four pointing back at you. I mean, it doesn't quite fit the circumstances, but that's what popped into my head. Mm-hmm. Simply because it's less about the other person and more about yourself. Right. And you've got to be in a headspace to love yourself mm-hmm. and be grateful. And you sort of, the other person kind of fades into the background. Besides, all that energy is not worth it.
Well, it's not. And this is a strong word, enemy. So for somebody to actually become an enemy means there's some really strong negative thoughts and feelings towards them.
Yeah.
What I sometimes do is if I feel like I'm angry at somebody or there's some unfinished business, I try and put myself in their shoes mm-hmm. and try and find some compassion and think about what are they actually going through
right.
that I'm not aware of?
Empathizing with the situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. When times are bad, focus on your friends who are at your side.
All right.
So that's
easy. Yep. That's easy. Go to your support system.
Go to your support system. Easier said than done, especially those of us that have a hard time asking for help.
Right.
Right. I know I do at times, but that's what we need to do, and that makes us feel good. And just two more. Practice gratitude at the same time every day to make it a habit.
Right, 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 right. And that's one of the reasons why I like the 5-minute journal, because it's actually interesting, too. Like, when you see it, the first section of it actually is a little bit of a self-coaching, mm-hmm. sort of like, when are you actually going to do this? So, like, what time? You know what I mean? And it forces you to write that down as part of the prep before you actually start journaling, which is really very cool, which is why I'm so excited to give this to everybody, give everybody a chance to win this.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's such a great tool, especially if you're new to gratitude, and it becomes a habit. And, of course, you know, you're going to go away for a weekend or something's going to cause you to derail. But once you start to feel the impact, it becomes very easy to pick it back up.
Oh, yeah. Just like any other habit, like going to the gym or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You know, you do it at the same time every day.
And that's it. It's easy peasy.
And finally, and this one is one of my favorites, focus on your strengths. And we talked about that earlier on.
Yeah.
And there are definitely exercises where we can do that. And we'll post some of those in an upcoming blog.
Like we mentioned a couple of times in this episode, we're going to be giving away one of our favorite tools, the 5-minute journal, which there is a link to it on our website. Now, how do you enter to win this journal? Well, it's very, very simple. Leave us a rating and review on our podcast in iTunes.
Hopefully a good review, please.
Course. And then send us proof of your rating to questions@bossybrilliantbadass.com, and that will be your entry. Okay, so you can leave a review or rating anytime through March 14th. After that, we'll select two winners and email you.
Okay, so to wrap things up, I hope that you guys got a lot out of this episode. I know that I feel really grateful for this podcast. I feel grateful to you, Lisa, for being a friend, for being a partner. I know Time to tear up again. We cry very easily around here at Bossy Brilliant Badass.
I mean, because it's badass to cry.
Right. And it's badass to practice gratitude. So as always,
be a badass.
Be a badass. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it for the week. And we would love it if you would follow us on social media. Bossy Brilliant Badass on Instagram and Facebook. Again, that's Bossy Brilliant Badass. See you again.
Bye.